Once your holiday meal is cooked to perfection, according to Sound, you may want to add a festive cocktail on the side. Here in D.C., locals are getting their fill at a Christmas-themed pop-up bar. It's called Miracle on 7th Street. To get in, people wait in lines that wrap around the block. Once inside, cotton snowdrifts hang from the rafters, and bartenders serve up complex drinks inspired by Christmas movies. Earlier this week, we dropped in for some tips on how to make some simple holiday drinks at home, especially for those of us who might have procrastinated. Thanks for having us here.
Thanks for coming.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Paul Taylor. For all intents and purposes, I am the head elf of Miracle on 7th.
And we've got here a little eggnog shot. I've heard that there have been thousands down here this month.
It's a delightful portion of a delightful beverage.
All right.
So, cheers.
All right, good place to start.
Right.
Instantly warms you up. I've had just a little sip here. This is just an ounce. And there's something about this creaminess, the egginess. There's plenty of sugar, the spice. It just warms you right up.
Yeah, the holidays, I think, are about sweet things. We have all these pastries and chocolates and all sorts of desserts. So I think moving towards the direction of a little more sugar is a good thing for the holidays.
It's already Christmas Eve. It's already cocktail hour. If you haven't thought of a festive cocktail yet and you happen to have, you know, store-bought eggnog sitting in the refrigerator, what's a good way to turn it into a festive cocktail pretty quickly?
Well, spices, definitely. So nutmeg, cloves, cinnamon, warming spices for sure. Also blending different spirits or maybe some fortified wines together.
Some bourbon.
Rums, for sure. I love rum. Like dark rum in eggnog, so, so good. Maybe some sherry if you have some hiding around. Usually the grocery stores are open Christmas Eve. So you could go pick up like a little bottle of medium Amontillado or some Oloroso just to give it sort of a nutty backbone. So something with some age on it.
For me, bubbles are an instant way to sort of say celebration, right? So say you have a bottle of champagne sitting around. What would you suggest to make a quick holiday cocktail from bubbly wine or champagne?
Well, the easiest thing to do is a champagne cocktail, which is just an Angostura bitters soaked sugar cube, champagne poured on top of that, and a little piece of citrus peel. We suggest lemon for that.
It sounds like a common theme here is that you can get a lot out of a little citrus or a little spice.
Right, right. Citrus and spice to sort of add just a little bit of depth, but you really want to accent what you're serving, which is spirits or wine or something like that.
So we've gone super simple. Now let's just for fun go complicated. If you could go all out, what is your favorite Christmas cocktail?
Let's take something that we're doing here right now. We've talked a lot about spice. So we make a 5-spice syrup here, taking star anise, cinnamon, clove, Szechuan peppercorns, and allspice.
That sounds like a really rich mixture.
That is. And we toast that, and then we make a rich, simple syrup out of that. So sort of like a tiki holiday, if you will.
Tropics in
December.
Take that.
Let's make one of those.
All
sure.
Right.
So for this cocktail, we're doing the classic daiquiri recipe, which is 2 parts rum to 3/4 sugar to 3/4 lime. The way that we've changed this is making the 5-spice syrup. So I know previously we talked about spices. This is a way to take all of your spices and build out a cocktail with your syrup. So we have star anise, cinnamon, clove, allspice, and Szechuan peppercorns.
So a little heat there, too.
Yeah, for sure. And then we will fill our shaker tin up with ice. Make sure it's closed, and we'll shake.
I love that. That's what makes it worth coming into the bar for a drink, right?
Cheers. Well, I have a drink.
All right. Cheers.
All right. Cheers.
I love it. I could see sitting around the fire, sipping this for a good hour or two.
Well, thank you.
Paul Taylor of Miracle on 7th, happy holidays, and cheers.
Well, cheers.
This has been really fun.